It's Wednesday afternoon, the 14th of September. Hello, everyone. I'm Tom Turbeville. Here's your sports. Thank you for logging on to WTAW.com. Well, nothing terribly new to report on the A&M to the SEC story, except that for those fans who think that it won't happen until Oklahoma decides what they're going to do, well, that decision does not seem to be imminent. ESPN's Joe Shad reported today that a meeting this weekend between officials of Oklahoma and Texas resulted in Texas believing that Oklahoma does indeed want to leave the Big 12 for the Pac-12, but it's also clear that it's far from a done deal, and any final decision or announcement may still be weeks away. Shad says that if Oklahoma leaves, then Texas probably will too, but maybe not to the Pac-12. It's been mentioned that Texas could go independent to the ACC or even the Big Ten. Now, if you were looking for some news about all this from Athletic Director Bill Burns' weekly Wednesday web blog, sorry, it starts out today. The answer to most of your questions is, we don't know, and we don't know when we will know. So let's talk some football. Okay, so we will talk football. The Aggie football team hears all this, but they don't take it to the practice field or the playing field. Their focus is on Idaho, and quarterback Ryan Tannehill knows the Vandals will come in hoping to catch the Aggies distracted or maybe looking ahead to Oklahoma State.
Yeah, I think so. We're not overlooking Idaho one bit, though. You know, they're a good team. Had a tough game the first week, but then they came back and got a big win last week, so... I think they're going to come in on a high, and I expect to upset us. And we realize that, and we definitely don't want to overlook them. You know, they're going to give us their best fight, and we have to be ready for it.
The Aggies and Idaho kick off at 6:00 Saturday night at Kyle Field. You'll be able to hear the game right here on 1620. While only five Big 12 teams played football last week, all 10 are in action this week, starting Friday night when Iowa State plays at UConn. The conference is 14-1 with Missouri's loss to Arizona State, the only setback so far. On Saturday, besides A&M hosting Idaho, Kansas will be at Georgia Tech, Texas at UCLA, Texas Tech at New Mexico, Baylor hosts Stephen F. Austin, Kansas State will bring in Kent State, Missouri will host Western Illinois. Good game here, number one Oklahoma at Florida State, and Oklahoma State, the Aggies' next opponent, will be at Tulsa. Well, the Houston Astros have made team history today, but not the kind that they're going to brag about. The Astros fell 1-0 to the Phillies this afternoon at Minute Maid for Houston's 98th loss of the year, the most ever in their 49-year history. Three times before, Houston finished with 97 losses. They're on the road for their next six games, where they surely will get losses number 99 and 100. Here's a little trivia for you. When Houston does get that 100th loss, only two major league franchises will be able to say they never had a 100-loss season. Of course, those are relatively young franchises, the Colorado Rockies and the LA Angels. The Texas Rangers and the Angels both won last night, so Texas keeps a three-game lead in the AL West, but the Angels are playing Oakland this afternoon, and the last we checked, they were up 3-1, so Texas will likely start tonight's game with Cleveland just 2.5 games up. 28 former NFL players have filed a class-action federal lawsuit against the NFL Players Association, seeking at least $5 million in damages. They're alleging current players interfered with negotiations on the new collective bargaining agreement and kept money from the retirees. Attorney Sean Stuckey said today the group includes 25 Pro Football Hall of Famers and a player from every decade since the 1940s. Former Minnesota defensive end Carl Eller, an outspoken proponent of better retiree benefits, leads that list. The suit filed in Minneapolis also names NFL Players Association Damari Smith, New England quarterback Tom Brady, and former linebacker Mike Riebel. Brady and Riebel were plaintiffs on the antitrust lawsuit filed by the current players against the NFL in March before the lockout. Linebacker Brian Urlacher of the Bears has left the team following the death of his mother. The club said his mother died unexpectedly at her home in Texas. A statement issued by the Bears, Urlacher said that his first priority right now is to be with his family during a difficult and emotional time. And that's your look at sports. Thank you for logging on this afternoon to WTAW.com.